Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You think about this, that we're talking about, redefining the church and the vocabulary, not the church, but redefining the vocabulary and what's that mean in the earlier programs and just in leadership, that we're all personal. It's not a different Jesus for the people who are following leaders, and a different Jesus for the one who actually is leading. It's the same Jesus, the same Lord, same expectations, same judgment seat, same everything. And sometimes, you know, we can be, as ministers, we can become familiar with the things of God. I mean, you imagine that you're constantly telling others about the Lord. You're in the Word all the time. You're actually praying. You're helping folks. You're preaching. You're teaching. And you become familiar with the Lord and with His Word. And all of a sudden, when you see the Word of God, you think about others, but you don't think about yourself. You think about, how can I help someone with this? Mm-hmm. And you forget, or maybe you don't look anymore into the mirror. And the mirror is the Word of God, where He says, you know, look into the Word of God like a mirror and let it reflect on your life, like the basin and the tabernacle. And that's a dangerous moment, because then all of a sudden, you know, then we can be in a place, a very dangerous place. And it makes me think that that's what the Pharisees did. And the Sadducees did. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. You had to memorize, I believe. By the time you were 40 years old, you had to memorize the Word. You had to have it memorized.
Wow.
And we're supposed to memorize it even today. But yet, when the Word was walking down the street, they didn't even recognize him. They didn't even recognize him. And how many people today, you know, that you can be that way. So it makes me think about what God said when Moses was getting ready to ascend to the mountain to meet God, and God was preparing him. He went through the process of what he needed to do for the people, and he wanted everybody to be able to come up. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to consecrate themselves, prepare themselves for 3 days, and don't wait for the sound of the trumpet, the shofar, to be able to come up and all that. And so you can imagine leaders that have that kind of mindset are going, yeah, y'all need to get ready, and y'all need to do this, and y'all, you, and all this kind of stuff. But then God, the Lord told Moses this. I mean, think about it. He told Moses this. And in Exodus chapter 19, verse 22, he said, listen, even the priests who approach the Lord must consecrate themselves, or the Lord will break out against them. Think about that. Mm. We can get everybody else to Jesus. We can keep everybody at the cross. But as leaders, sometimes you can become familiar, and all of a sudden you're focusing on others' repentance instead of our own. Mm-hmm. And so after God spoke all this to Moses, he said, listen, even the priests, they need to consecrate themselves. This same gospel that you're preaching, you need to apply to your own life. And think about it. You're hurting the message. Mm-hmm. If you're living a bipolar experience when you're preaching one gospel with your mouth, but you're living another with your life. That you preach this word from the pulpit, but you go have lunch or dinner with somebody and they're thinking, who is this? Jim Baker had that situation. I mean, he'd watch people preach from PTL, which is now the Morningstar Ministries there, and he would go have dinner with them afterwards, and he would see the bipolar conflict of realities, and he thought it didn't make a difference. And his book was entitled,
I Was Wrong.
It makes a huge difference. And so in this, we have to understand there is not a different Jesus. And these Pharisees and these Sadducees, they were literally thinking that they were the ones. They had it down, even when Jesus is looking at them, you know, and talking to them. And they're kind of trying to come up with ways to be able to stop God from moving while saying it's God. Mm. But yet what they're saying, and this is the difficult thing, what they're saying now, this is very important. And so many people see that and they go, well, you know, I'm just not going to forget it. I'm just going to write that person off, everything they're saying. But Jesus tells us, somebody says, well, that's Moses and that's the old covenant. Well, look at Matthew chapter 23. Jesus talks about the very same thing in Matthew 23. Let me read it to you if I get these glasses on. He talks about the very same thing that's going on right here. He says, listen, then Jesus said, verse 1, said to the crowds and to the disciples, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. The same thing. They sit in Moses' seat. So you must obey them and do everything they tell you, but do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. That is so important, because if somebody's preaching to you the word of God, if it's accurate, think about it. If it's accurate, praise God, the word's being preached.
That's right.
You know, it's being preached. You can't criticize the message just because the messenger's not getting it right. As a matter of fact, if they're accurate in what they're saying about your marriage, you need to do it. If they're accurate what they're saying about your finances, you need to do it. If it lines up what God says, Jesus says, listen, I expect you to do what they themselves are not doing. Because it's not between you and the Pharisee or the Sadducee or the bipolar, you know, expression. It's between you and God. Mm-hmm. And so you got to be careful. So many people, you know, and you may have somebody that has preached for 10 years accurately, but yet they themselves did not live accurately. And so somebody says everything that they ever said, now it's not accurate, not wrong. You don't listen to it. But and what you'll find yourself doing is you just told the next generation all that right teaching is wrong versus like, well, it was right.
Yeah.
It was right because there's only one word. So if you start telling the next generation everything that man or that woman did was wrong, there's only one word. So they're going to listen to what that man or woman said that was right. And now because of you being offended and you not following God's word because you got offended by that particular deliverer, that now the next generation is justified by your words of not following the word of God. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so, but you have to understand as a leader, Jesus is saying here, and God was saying to Moses, even the leaders, even the priests, when you finish preaching to others, you know, this is what Paul says, I beat my flesh so that I myself will not be disqualified for
the
prize.
Right. That's right.
And you can come out with all the doctrine you want to, but that's what he said. That's what he said. And this man, the more you just soak on his life and think about it, you think, oh, that's amazing what so many believers have done and are doing even today for the Lord. And we struggle. We're just so blessed, you know, in America. And then Jesus went on to say about that. And he said very specifically, he says, they tie up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to help them. Everything they do is for men to see. Think about it. Everything they do is for men to see. And so he's talking about religiously. He's talking about the actual teachers and the ones that are teaching the word. But he said, you have to understand, he said this, but you still got to consecrate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the priest doesn't consecrate himself, you're going to be standing in the wrong line in the judgment seat. You're going to be in the goat line versus the sheep line if you don't understand this. And the enemy would love to confuse you and say that God's message is wrong because the messenger was wrong. But Jesus is saying, listen, if the message is right, separate the message from the messenger and obey what God says. And to the priests and the leaders, the word of God is saying, even you have to consecrate yourself. Everything that you preach to others in the fear of God, you need to walk out before the Lord. And if you quit looking in the word of God as a mirror, as James says, begin to look at it in a mirror again. And by the way, your message will change. The way you deliver that message, even the truth is, it'll change because all of a sudden you have more compassion and empathy because you find out we all need Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We all need grace. We all need mercy. And God is more than willing to give it to us if we understand it's by the power and his finished work on the cross that we're all here. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the daily radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.